Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Still licking our wounds over the Panthers, coughing up a 3-0 lead and then losing in overtime. Series is even at 2-2. It continues tomorrow night. You, of course, can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. The Marlins are going to take on the Washington Nationals tonight at 6:45. Edward Cabrera on the hill for the Fish. NBA Finals resume with Game 4 between the Pacers and Thunder. Indiana leads that series 2-1. Tip-off is set for 8:30 in that series. And U.S. Open, Leroy, you want to give us an update? What do we got for our scoreboard as of right now?
All right, hold on.
A little looky-loo.
Ah.
That's golf.
Why do they say that? Why do they say 4?
I don't know.
Why do they say 4?
All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys under par. 5 of them haven't teed off yet. The leader for the day is Sam Burns, who's at 5 under, Sam playing the last hole.
Sam Burns.
So that is pretty good. That's by far exceeds anybody. When we go down the leaderboard, Victor Hovland, he's also at 2 under for the day. A few guys haven't teed off. Chris Kirk, he's -2 for the day. Let's see some of the not so good scores, because I saw
a couple
Kepka of
bunk. Doing? Is Kepka still stinking up?
Kepka's +1. He's still hanging in there.
All right.
Take that back. He's +2.
Ooh.
He's 4 over for the
still
day.
Still not over the Panthers' loss.
How many over is he?
4 over
four.
For the day. 2 over for the tournament.
Do you want to give your description you found with your research, Frog Boy?
Yeah, it depends. Do you have a Scottish accent in your Rolodex of accents?
I don't. It's kind of the same as Irish, but like a little thicker.
Oh, that was good.
The term 4 originates from Scottish term before. I don't think. Okay. I don't have a lot of confidence
close,
in it.
Though. I mean, you know, started, but you know, it wasn't bad. The term 4 originates from the Scottish term before or a 4. Signifying something. I don't. That's Irish. Signifying something ahead or in front. So like it's something a 4. I don't never use a 4.
Four.
What if I start using that in normal situations?
Like just for somebody to look out, and you're like, oh, I told you 4.
4. I said 4.
Should have sold 4 when you fell off that ladder.
You might even take the lead. This was his
floor.
Take your time, Leroy.
Hey, Leroy, it's all good. Man. We'll just listen to you watching golf. No.
Usually the volume's off.
Usually.
Find the button.
It's all right. We're having fun. It's a loose Friday. We're dropping mother bleepers. We're putting you know.
We're doing interviews at a beach.
It's a casual Friday. We're like Stephen A. Stephen A. showed up today looking like he's ready to break somebody's thumbs.
He's gonna break our thumbs.
Do you think they just?
I don't know. What is he wearing?
Isn't that part of Stephen A.'s thing? Is like to look this good though, right? Like that dapper. Like that's Stephen A.'s thing, and he's just like, it's windbreaker Friday.
So he's a part I'm going to see because I haven't.
I'm telling you, really J-Fig. You just go look to first take.
I haven't seen him, so what does he look like?
He looks like he's a part of Run DMC.
He looks like he roots for. He looks right now like he roots for Sergey Kovalev. That's what he has.
It's like one of the Russian jumpsuits. He looks like right now, just he focused on comfort when he left the house. He's like, today, just want to be comfortable. Then he has a collar popped, and I'm just like.
Yeah, his collar's popped. He's doing a whole thing.
I don't like when people collar pop.
Yeah, okay.
And his collar is very big.
It's a wide collar, too, right?
Yeah. And everybody else is suited and booted. You know, Stephen A's. That's a flex. That's a flex.
He's Stephen A, though.
I understand, but I feel like Stephen A, part
Did
of Stephen A's.
Did you just send it to me?
Yeah, I just sent it to you. I feel like part of Stephen A's thing is to, like, be dressed to the nines.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have Udonis Haslam suit. Tie, crisp haircut, three championship rings.
Three championship rings is a flex, too.
Look at that.
That's a good look. That's a good look. Yeah. So.
Send it on the chat. I want to see.
I'll send you it.
Leroy, can you give us a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
Demesman and Dover. Oh, you're leaving me. Yeah. The Demesman and Dover.
You think he's ever going to do a home show where he doesn't hit the acoustic guitar as he walks?
It's the boom with the mic is on it.
Yeah, well, you make it go there. Boom every time.
Right there.
Thanks. Okay.
Appreciate
Don't
that.
Do that.
All right. Great.
All right.
We love that.
It is partly cloudy by me. Quite breezy, though. 10 to 15 miles an hour. Winds are out of the south-southeast. And again, I can't say this enough. Just expect a passing shower, even though the dum-dums may say no chance of rain. That's a lie. You can go out there and not plan. You can go out there and not be prepared for a rain shower. But Leroy is telling you, you'd be foolish.
Why are you ducking?
And I would say it's right around 90 degrees.
Dude, I woke up today and it was like, oh my God. I was taking the trash down to the curb. I was like, holy crap. It's 7:30. Why is it so hot?
Yeah.
7:30. Why are you still at home? You know you got to leave earlier than that to get to work.
Dude, actually, you know what's funny? It's on Fridays, normally, you can get a little loose with it. Fridays, there's nobody on the road. But I gotta tell you, this is the first day I tried Golden Glades all week.
What is wrong with you?
Well, I just because dude, it was saying like I was gonna be at work before 9 today. It was flying right, but some idiot got into an accident, and like they're trying, dude. It's getting worse because they're trying to construct some type of ramps, and nobody knows how it works. Yeah. So even I'm like off to the side. I'm like, I'm trying to get over because now there's literally one lane to get over, and some lady's like not letting me over, just being a complete jerk. And I'm like, really? I'm like, you're not going anywhere further than me. Like we're gonna be in the same place at the same time. If you let me in or don't let me in.
You got to do what all the other Florida drivers do. Just stick their nose in front of you.
That's what I was. And so she was like literally going to try it, like ram it. I said, fine. So I skipped her and I went to the person in front of her. I'm like, hey.
Stupid. Now you're two people behind.
Congrats. Now you just can't leave.
This is amazing. For the life of me, here's what I can't figure out. Okay? They have done so much construction on the highways in Florida.
Yeah.
So gross.
You got express lanes up and down 595. They redid all of 95, right? South Florida. They've extended turnpikes. They've made them wider. They've done all these things. For the life of me, I can't figure out why Golden Glades is the same.
And now it feels like they're trying to change it and it's made it worse. Like
the most difficult area in South Florida to travel, they decided that instead of fixing that, they're going to fix all the other highways in South Florida.
Yeah, so either way, that's going to be the last time I do that.
Really, yeah, I was going to ask, what route have you been taking if you haven't been hitting?
Been doing a lot of Sawgrass, Sawgrass to 75.
Oh, okay.
That's been kind of my route lately.
You go Sawgrass 75 to the Gratney.
Yeah, that's been my that's kind of been my bag for the last.
And that's been
40.
That's the only
smooth
way I go.
Been smooth. Been smooth.
Yep, you zip right through. The only problems smooth you have is when you get, depending on timing, when you get to the end of the Gratney, simply because there's a lot of trucks in those parks. A lot of trucks have to come in and out of there, so the trucks just travel slower.
Yeah, they got like bulldozers and they got walls over at the Glades now. Like, it's not even, you can't even do the illegal moves anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Got to get into something that was just unbelievably hilarious to hear from Dolphins camp. That's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bro, you,
Jennifer,
you have put a whole new spin on ASMR this week, dude. But not the soothing kind.
Yeah,
that was scary.
There's a market for that ASMR that just pisses.
What does
you
ASMR
off
stand for?
I don't know.
The smart man remembers.
And you forget all the time, my friend.
I don't.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Oh, that's stupid.
I don't like it.
Well, whatever, dude. You put in like that, but just like cranked up to scaring the hell out of us. Schmeethan says ASMR and being unprofessional are different.
Really?
Am I the only one that doesn't like ASMR?
You know,
ew, Marco, stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Ew.
I don't like what you did there.
That's how they do it.
No. I'm putting you guys on mute.
This is good.
I found something really hilarious from Dolphins camp this week. I don't know if I should. It's almost like you only can laugh to keep from crying. But did you guys hear Bradley Chubb this week?
No.
Bradley Chubb this week was talking about the whole culture change thing and just as less and then just decided, you know what? I'm putting on my honest pants today. Here's Bradley Chubb.
You mean the guy who hasn't played in a year and a half?
Yeah, he hasn't played in a year and a half.
It's just it's more about us, man, about how we accept what he's telling us. Like, okay, like he may have a joking way of getting a serious point across, but it's up to us in the room. Like, okay, he might have said it funny, but at the end of the day, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're moving about it. And as a team, this is what we're going to do. You know what I mean? So not much of him has changed. I would say the people around him and the buy-in of the players that he wants has changed. You know what I mean? And guys are taking accountability of how we wanted it to look out here. You know what I mean? Because he can only do so much in terms of the game plan, the team means, and all that, prepping and putting us in the right position, but we got to go out there and execute. So it's, I wouldn't say he's changed. I would say the mindset around him and around the team has changed.
So you need to buy in, because we heard a lot of this same stuff last year, Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that
for sure.
You're lying, but hanging out together, spending time together, getting to know each other, caring about one another.
I'm going to say last year we was lying, honestly. Point blank period. We felt it. You know what I mean? We put our toe in the water, but we didn't dive all the way in. We didn't get all the way there with each other. You know what I mean? We weren't making the effort to do the extra, to go the extra mile. And I would say this year we're doing that. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out for us, but we are putting forth that foot to change it, because, you know, last year, like I said we wanted to change. Yeah, we're doing this, we're doing that, but it's not going exactly how we want to. But this year I feel like everybody has the right mindset and moving forward, you know what I mean? So if it works out, it's going to work out. If it doesn't, we're going to get back to the drawing board and make sure it works out. You know what I mean?
Now, something tells me if it doesn't work out, there's not going to be a drawing board anymore, dude.
Can I just say
this? It's a clean slate.
You know what this sounds like?
What's that?
Sounds like how you talk when you haven't played a game yet.
Been a lot of that this mini camp.
But I don't. I'm not mad at the players, right? For this reason, it's hard being in a situation where you're required to say nothing, to say something, even though you have nothing to say. Right? Last year spoke for itself. Why do we always feel the need to come out and say how things are different? When the fact of the matter is, until you play a game, we're not going to know a damn thing about your culture and how you do things and how you perform on the field. So there's really nothing to be said. But we feel like we have to say something, and that's what Chubb did.
Well, yeah. Well, Chubb's basically saying, though, we said that last year. We just said something. He goes, that was a lie.
It's a lie right now, because you can't prove it any different until you play football. It's not going to be the relationships you have with each other. It's going to be how you play on the football field on Sunday. That's how you're going to tell if the culture is different.
Dr. Toboggan says, translation, our head coach talks funny and uses too many words. That was also an odd one, yeah? He's like, yeah, you know, we can tell that we thought he was joking. You think that's why he's cursing so much lately?
Yep.
I think he is trying to change his persona. And I understand, because if I'm yelling at my son, who doesn't really understand too much English right now, and I'm like, hey, no, don't do that, he's going to be like, I'm going to totally do this. But if I yell, then he's going to, I can even yell, hey, yes, do that. But because I'm yelling,
it's Tom. He's going
to be, yeah.
So if Mike McDaniel, treating your son like a dog?
Listen, he bites like a dog. So
if Mike, so you think he's had enough with the soft
typical
so.
Frog behavior? They want to bite everything.
Crazy boy, big dude.
Albie says this Dolphin season is going to be rough.
Yeah, but I told Fig yesterday,
no team needs a 3-1 start more than them. I'm telling you, dude. Like, no team.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you that you have to look at this season in this way? The intentions that they have and the way in which they want to play has to change, right? And that starts from the top. How we're going to do things in certain situations will determine not only how I want us to play, but how other teams will view us in the future. Okay? And I think that's all that needs to change. We're talking about all these different things where if I change the attitude of the coaching staff and have that trickle down to the players, you may have a different result just from that. And that's the part of culture that needs to change. Like, hell, you can all come to work on time all of a sudden, but if you're still running toss sweeps on 3rd and 1 and losing 5 yards, that ain't a culture change.
Also, when did that become culture? Like, just showing up for work?
Right, exactly.
That's like, why is that? Why is that something that anybody should be bright? Be like, yeah, the culture's really changed. You know, we got to the meetings when they started. It's like, you did your job.
And didn't they start meetings at weird times anyway?
That's what he said. I don't know if he did that this year, but yes, last year he said that they started off-season meetings 24 after the hour.
Yeah, well,
now it's 25.
Perhaps.
Well, I round up, Mike. So, you know, if you want me to be on time, schedule it with a 0 at the end.
You want to hear Mike McDaniel's reaction to Bradley Chubb saying they were lying?
Yeah.
Hey, Bradley Chubb said that
the team was
lying when they said that they were committed to culture change last year. He said they stuck a toe in the water, but they didn't dive in. That's just one man's opinion. We haven't asked any other players, mm-hmm. so it's not, you know, necessarily the truth. But I'm wondering what you think about that and if you ever sensed that last year.
You know, like, it would have been awesome if he would have told me, that, you know, on the front end when they were lying. Beyond that, 2024, unless I'm using it directly for an analogy, you know, I'm much more concerned with 2025. So I think you do a lot more for the organization if you spend your time thinking forward in terms of how, you know, not this, that, or the other, or whose fault it was. No, we want it like this, and let's do it like this, and this is who we are. And, you know, I don't even – what year did you speak of?
25.
What? I guess I'll read about that in the history books.
So here's the problem, right? And I hate – this about sports. Why is it a situation if you're winning, the culture is great, and if you're not having success, we need a culture shift? Because it's damn near the same players that were lighting up the scoreboard 2 years ago, right? Nobody was talking about culture then. And I think a lot of times when people have these interviews and have these pressers and talk to the media, guys like Perk and all these guys, they want you to give them a reason as to why it failed.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have that answer. And so you throw something out there like the culture stuff. But nobody had a problem with culture when you were lighting up the scoreboard. Now it's still... there were some questions about how you did things back then. And see, that's what people fail to realize. The things that I'm talking about, as far as culture and how you do things, I've been talking about this even when they were successful. That you can't get away with this, right? So there's some things that need to change. I think a lot of the players are just kind of saying something that people may want to hear. But the problem is then the media runs back to the other guy and starts saying, oh, so-and-so said this.
Well, I think it's a fair thing to go back to the coach and ask him about it. But I think the other thing is, you know, he comes in, a lot of coaches like Mike, they don't come in with a situation like he came in. Like, he came in with a team that was good, that made some big time trades. Remember, he didn't have a first round pick till his third season.
Right.
And so, like, you were souped up for early success, and now you have a step back. And I guess the question is, can he dig himself out of the hole? Like, that's, and if he's going to really be given a chance to do that, Like, is he the guy who can really dig them out of adversity?
The thing that when you tell me somebody is a good football coach or a good offensive mind, the main thing that I take out of that is he has the ability to adjust to his team and what is needed to win football games, right? If he ever gets on and says that I'm going to do what I do because it's been successful in the past, then he is admitting to not being a good football coach. Now, there are some circumstances as you get on the course of the season. Like, I hate when coaches get all the way to the playoffs and then decide they got to do things differently. You've already earned that spot playing the way you played. That's a different circumstance. But I'm saying, after you had a year under your belt, after you have seen how teams have adjusted to you, a good football coach will find ways to adjust to what this team needs to do to be have more success. And so I believe that he is a good offensive mind. I believe, based on where I've seen him coach, it's odd to me that they have these type of runs when, if you think about all the other places that they have coached, that he has coached, have been more of a physical, straight up the field type running game. So it's weird that we're here with him when I've seen him have success doing the things that I'm complaining about.
Yeah, but then, you know, when your entire line is built on a guy who's going to probably fall apart after 12 weeks.
Then fix the line. Then make sure you get a line that can't do that. And that's, see, that's it. That's part of coaching. That's part of running the organization. Hey, we know this guy right here, he needs a little extra support.
We'll take a break. We'll close things out with a little, you're dead to me. That's it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. Forgot the bed, didn't you? Now, you've also had a very casual Friday, Frog Boy. It was one done. You were just late for a segment. Hobnobbing today. You're a little rusty. You missing half the week.
Can I blame Jimmy or can I just keep going? Can I just
Whatever.
It wasn't Jimmy's fault, but yeah, if I can blame him, I'm going to... Aha!
What is that new sound? It's been around for like a week. What is that?
I think this is a sound. I could probably edit this on the settings. I think this is a sound of when Fig leaves her second. Did you just leave the second Fig profile or no? Because I wasn't looking at the screen.
It sounds like Mario just died.
I think I can.
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
I can't trust that. Sometimes she'll say that and then be like, oh, I just went to pee somewhere and then, you know. Never
no, for off. Real. I just exited out of Clean Feed a while ago, but it was muted.
This pains me to do this, but unfortunately, it must be done. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this is not one singular dead to me.
Whoa.
But he is the last straw, because if this man can't drum the Panthers home, then nobody can. Miami Dolphins drumming at Panthers games. You're dead to me.
I agree.
It's over.
You're dead.
You guys can go to the games. You can sit on the glass. I don't care. But Miami Dolphins, tweet your support, whatever. But we're getting on like four straight losses, and I think according to some social media statistics, it may even be worse than that. Your stink of 25 years of no playoff wins continues and permeates into hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even bring us a hockey win with a championship team. And I like a lot of these guys. Jason Taylor, Zach Sealer, Waddle.
So they're Panther mushes?
Mushes, dude.
Yeah.
Mushes. So Dolphins drumming at the Panthers game? You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Leroy, your turn.
Okay. As an old person, I like to turn on my TV. I like to go to what I want to watch and watch it. As simple as that. I love to watch a little golf. I love the majors. I like the early round coverage, late round coverage on a different station. Okay? I don't want to watch one group the whole round of golf. There's no leaderboard. You're just watching these guys golf. So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this while I'm watching golf. U.S. Open coverage, you're dead to me, and you can kick the sharpest of rocks.
Wow.
In hell. It's just nerve-wracking.
Did he send them to hell?
Stop.
You're dead to me.
Boom.
Stop putting crap on Peacock.
Except Love Island.
Nobody wants to stream that.
Love Island continue to put on Peacock.
Is it? It's a Peacock show?
Yeah, but that's a streaming show.
It's disappointing.
Why?
It's a lowbrow.
It's lowbrow. You're lowbrow.
Oh, no.
Peacock is great.
I bet you wouldn't tell Mike Perry it's lowbrow.
No, I would not. No, I would not. But to be on Peacock, Peacock has some... It just doesn't make sense. There should be no reason why such a disgusting show is on such a reputable platform.
Put it this way. If Hustler had a television station, that show would be on Hustler.
Yeah. It should be on Tubi.
That's it's just raunchy.
Move Love Island.
It's not raunchy.
It is.
It was a Dominatrix episode yesterday, dude.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Ariana Maddox knew these are a bunch of boring. What did I tell you guys after episode two? It is a season filled with boring bums.
I haven't seen one episode.
You want to know why? Because they're boring personalities. And so, like, they've had to really crank up the shenanigans. Like, they've had to just turn up the... It's like when wrestling wouldn't have, like, a number one baby face. They had to get crazy. Like, you know, they'd have, like, necrophilia episodes. Yeah. You know, just really just over the top. Cheap stuff. That's where Love Island is. I'm still watching loyally, but they're definitely having to do this because the cast sucks this year. Just does. Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, I'm going to say this once and only once. Everyone who keeps blaming this specific duo for yesterday's loss is dead to me.
Say the duo.
What duo are you talking about?
Say the duo.
Sparkles, you're one of them, okay?
I'm one of the duo?
No, you're one of the people. Stop blaming Travis and Taylor going to the game. And just because you hate them, because you have some sort of weird hatred towards them.
It's great.
You're blaming the loss on them. They had nothing to do with it, okay?
That's really nice. I didn't know you...
I was like, you say, okay, pumpkin.
Okay, pumpkin.
I will tell J-Fig.
Okay, big boy.
I'll tell you this, though, J-Fig. Those two are lucky Jason Taylor banged the drum, because if it wasn't, I would have gone to them.
Okay, but then again, you see, there's a lot more evidence behind Dolphins players and anyone who works for the Dolphins or God knows what. There's a lot more evidence behind that. Every single time they bang the drum, we lose.
Even if
they just went on a little date night to go watch the Stanley Cup final, okay?
I'm telling the Dolphins right now.
Give it up.
Even if Tua gets the call, whoever gets Tyreek, you hang up the phone and you say, we can't do it. Because you want to know something? You know what you guys are doing. You're ruining the Panthers. And that's just the facts. It's all about mojo, and you guys have no Joe.
No Joe. That's good.
What do you got, dude? Who's dead to you?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Well, this comes as no surprise. This man is usually in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. This is no surprise. Antonio Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that?
Facing attempted murder charges.
Oof.
He's wanted. They can't find him.
Wanted. That's following his Miami scuffle, which was notably streamed. I believe this happened during a celebrity boxing event in May. Originally, he was briefly detained by police and... the same night was released and appeared on Aiden Ross's stream, but after further investigation, it seems facing an attempted murder charge. So, Antonio Brown, I'm tired of hearing your name. Luckily, no one was injured, and I don't wish death upon you, but I will say, for this specific game, I'm tired of hearing about you, and you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Bum. Man, that's crazy, huh?
It is crazy. Apparently,
it was on video, too, wasn't it? This is not going to go well for him.
So, like, you know, the scuffle was on video. Then all of a sudden, he, like, you know, you can't really see him off camera. And there's gunshots that are fired. What they're saying here is he attempted to kill a man with a gun stolen from a security guard. So he must have taken the gun and attempted to shoot someone.
Jeez.
Yeah, so.
What kind of gun is this security guard got that he can just free... Like, just open season to here.
I don't know. Maybe, like, Antonio Brown, like, faked a selfie with the guy. He goes, hey, you want to take a selfie with me? And then took his gun.
We have, like, one of those magicians that takes your watch.
We got to imagine.
I know if that was me, I would have shot myself. I've never held a gun.
Some security guards are bumbling.
True. They're just big.
I've never. Yeah. Okay, Paul Blart.
Wow.
Mall cop.
You know, if you're chasing criminals on a Segway, that you're probably, nobody's probably taking you that serious.
Well, he's a mall cop. Yeah. I don't think anybody takes mall cops seriously, do you?
Leroy would have fumbled the gun. I wouldn't know what to do. I think I should, that's a phobia of mine. You think I should go to the range and just shoot one
Yeah, you live in Davie, dude. There's like range next to every 7-Eleven.
Sure.
There's a lot of ranges. But I'm just like, my palms are sweating right now because I've seen so many things happen, you know, with guns growing up.
There's pretty one. There's one in Deerfield Gun World. That was was like a lounge. It's awesome.
Remember we went? Is that where we went? To do the bow and arrows?
No.
They had a gun range too, though.
That was in Pompano. I forget what.
Yeah, but they had a gun range.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. They had archery upstairs game yesterday, so.
Yes.
Taboo.
You
guys see, people are raving about it.
People aren't raving about it.
Oh, they're raving about it.
But we'll get to that. You guys can tell me more about it on Monday. And everybody have a great weekend. Go Cats.
Go Dirty Boxing. Go get a different shirt.
And we'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
Come and find me, motherfucker. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.